historic wildfires, tax reforms, renewable energy, healthcare and education inequities were just some of the topics covered in Colorado Governor Jared Polis's third State of the State address yesterday. In his roughly 40-minute speech, Polis praised the resiliency of Coloradans.
And as if the pandemic and resulting global recession was not enough, in Colorado, we've also weathered record-breaking wildfires that have destroyed homes and claimed lives in a statewide drought. We've witnessed brutality inflicted on Black Americans and grappled with how to address systemic discrimination against people of color. And we've watched in shock and horror as the foundation of our democracy itself came under attack in Washington, D.C. by a violent mob intent on overturning the results of a free and fair election. In short, this has been one of the most challenging years of our lives as Coloradans and as Americans.
Polis praised the work of healthcare and public health workers throughout the state. He announced that 60% of Coloradans 70 and older have been vaccinated with at least one dose, with the goal of having 70% in that age group vaccinated by the end of the month, adding that 70 years old and up account for 4 in 5 of the virus deaths in the state. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, only 5.4% of all Coloradans have received both doses thus far. One topic that received much applause in the Democratic-led chamber was focused on correcting inequities in the criminal justice system. Ideas like bail reform, juvenile justice reform, and police reform. With Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute leaders in attendance, Polis highlighted that part of the inequities means to work closely with tribal officials across the state.
And it means working with tribal leaders and strengthening our government-to-government relationships so that we can tackle the unique hurdles facing our Native American communities and tribal nations.
Polis talked about the challenges of working parents, particularly women, and how they've been affected by this pandemic when it comes to caring for their children and facilitating remote learning.
Many parents, disproportionately women, have had to choose between working and caring for their children at home. And sadly, but not surprisingly, women of color have been disproportionately impacted with a 8% decline in labor workforce participation over the last year. When women across Colorado, across America suffer, our communities and our states suffer too. And while, of course, we need in-person school now for our kids, we also need it for Colorado moms and dads. It's simple. Our efforts in Colorado to support families fall short if we can't ensure that Colorado women have a secure place in our economy. That's why it's so important, with the leadership of Senator Danielson, Senator Pedersen, now Senator Buckner, Representative Gonzalez-Gutierrez, we passed a law to ensure that women are finally paid the same as men in Colorado.
During one of the most challenging years Colorado and the nation has faced, Polis promised investments in the state's people, education, infrastructure, natural lands, and reducing taxes. Polis concluded his address with assuring the legislature that Colorado is vigorous.
So the state of the state? This past year, we've been bruised, battered, and shaken to our core, but nevertheless, the state of Colorado remains strong.
Reporting for KSUT News, I'm Sarah Flower.